What we see in the people in the text of 1 Samuel chapter 6, well, we see that they weren't so different than the people in Jesus' day. Do you remember the story when Jesus healed the man that roamed in the tombs of the Gerasenes? He sent his demons into a flock of pigs, and the townspeople begged Jesus to get away from them. Why is that? Well, they were more interested in their possessions than in the power that was just displayed before them in Jesus. They wanted Jesus pushed to the margins. They were unwilling to do any self-assessment, any self-evaluation. They didn't want to realize the mercy and the holiness and the power that was before them. They just wanted their stuff and to go on with life. And sadly, we see that same sentiment far too often, not just in our culture, but in our churches. Just enough of Jesus to be immunized from the bad, but not enough that makes any identifiable difference. The only problem with that is that that's not how the gospel works. Plenty of people want Jesus as a friend or as a neighbor or a divine shoulder to cry on. But Jesus never offers himself in segmented pieces. Jesus is the Lord, and he's the Lord of all, and he must be received on his terms, and not yours or mine. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the Impoto Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Kimpoto.